This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
No mask for the fully vaccinated.
I think that's great. I really want to get rid of my mask.
Others wait and see.
For now, it's just better safe than sorry.
Pipeline crisis eases.
Colonial paid a multi-million dollar ransom.
Gaza under fire. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For the fully vaccinated, the word from the CDC is you don't have to wear a mask indoors or out in most places.
I feel liberated. I am so tired of masks.
But in many businesses and stores, you'll still need to wear them. And for people who run those places, uneasy times could be ahead.
I don't think that us having to ask for people's identification cards to see if they're vaccinated is something that I want to do.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The CDC now says fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks or socially distance indoors and outdoors, except on airlines, public transportation, and in hospitals, doctor's offices, nursing homes, prisons, and homeless shelters. But about 64% of Americans are not yet fully vaccinated, and officials warned unvaccinated individuals, who can still spread the virus, must still wear masks. Changing mask requirements is largely at the discretion of states, cities, and individual businesses, like Hobe Sound Beach Shop in Florida.
When people come in and say they've been vaccinated, how do we know? We don't have COVID tests.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS This Morning about why the move is being made now.
We have a rapidly declining case rate, probably because our vaccination rate is going up. Second, because we now have vaccines that are widely available. And the third is that over the last several weeks, we have seen emerging science that if you are vaccinated, you really have a very low risk of transmitting to other people.
Disney says it's going to consider relaxing restrictions at its theme parks. Delta's CEO says proof of vaccination will be required for all future employees. Lines still form fast at gas stations that are open in the Southeast. People followed this fuel tanker driver to his North Carolina destination.
I went in, got a drink, come back out. Here.
Multiple sources tell CBS News that Colonial Pipeline paid a multi-million dollar ransom to hackers who crippled its network, shutting down the flow of fuel for days. CBS's Catherine Herridge says it may be a few days more before fuel deliveries are back to normal.
Colonial Pipeline is navigating uncharted territory. This is the first time the entire pipeline was shut down, and the company says fully restarting the delivery supply chain will take time because it's putting safety first.
Now overseas, where a new escalation could be ahead in the battle between Israel and Hamas.
Israeli artillery and warplanes are pounding Gaza in a bid to destroy a vast network of Hamas tunnels. In response, Palestinian militants are firing dozens of rockets at Israel. There were more riots in mixed Israeli cities, but all eyes are on the Gaza border, where Israeli tanks and troops are poised for a possible ground assault. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
An active duty service member has now been charged in the Capitol attack. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
Oh, the mob was beating on the doors of the Capitol. Major Christopher Warnagiris, an active duty Marine officer, was already inside, propping the door open, helping them get through. Investigators say he assaulted, resisted, and impeded officers.
Four members of the National Guard and 40 military veterans are among the 400 people charged so far. It's expected House Republicans will today elevate New York Representative Elise Stefanik to the number three post in leadership now that Liz Cheney has been ousted. Stefanik is a moderate who has been a vocal defender of former President Trump and his unfounded claims of election fraud. Pennsylvania Republican Guy Reschenthaler.
I think it's very clear that Elise is the right person for this job. She is phenomenal at messaging. She's done a good job defending the entire conference.
One of the House's most conservative members, Chip Roy of Texas, is a long-shot challenger against Elise Stefanik. There's been final legislative action in Texas on a bill that would ban abortions as early as 6 weeks before many women are aware they're pregnant, and it would allow private citizens to enforce the rule through civil lawsuits against doctors. The governor is expected to sign it. A legal challenge from opponents would be next. 9 people were wounded in a wild shootout that stunned people living in a neighborhood in Providence, Rhode Island.
I couldn't even believe it. I've never seen anything like this around here. Over here, it's like quieter neighborhood, nicer people.
Police Chief Hugh Clements says someone fired on a home from a car and people inside the place fired back.
We have a lot of evidence of gunfire. There may have been as many as 4 or 5 guns involved.
Philadelphia's health commissioner has been forced to resign after the mayor learned he allowed human remains from a 1985 bombing to be cremated without notifying family members. Thomas Farley made that decision in 2017 when bone fragments and other items were uncovered. 11 people died in that police action 36 years ago to target the black organization known as MOVE. Overseas, Greece is the latest country to open its vacation season, removing many pandemic restrictions. The mayor of a seaside town outside Athens says it's welcome news.
We do hope that everything will go well, enjoy the sun and the sea, and at the same time, they will be totally safe.
But CBS News senior travel advisor Peter Greenberg says it's not quite like it was before the pandemic.
Just because a country says they're open doesn't mean you can have the travel experience you're expecting. Greece, for example, is still in a lockdown between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. every day. You're still required to wear a mask, and you'll be tested, even if you've been vaccinated. But smart travelers are still going. They're outdoors, on the water, and the price is right.
Prince Harry says life with his father, Prince Charles, was what he calls a cycle of genetic pain and suffering.
This is what happened. I know this bit about his life. I also know that's connected to his parents. So that means that he's treating me the way that he was treated.
He tells the Armchair Expert podcast, now that he's a father and far away from Britain's royal family, he's determined to break that pattern. And he reveals he thought about giving up his royal duties back in his early 20s because he says it was like living in a zoo. A cat in Chicago has apparently used up one of its 9 lives.
Smoke billows from a 6-story apartment building. Then in a window, it appears a black cat. Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford pulled out his camera and the cat jumped from the 5th floor.
Cat came out and looked like Rocky the Flying Squirrel. Everyone was like, oh! And then the cat tried to scale the wall to get back in a few times, was not able to do that. Cat looked like it was fine.
It bounced when it landed on grass. Langford says in his 21 years with the department, this is a first for him.
This was fun to watch the feline flee the flat.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
One of the key figures in the Netflix series Tiger King has agreed to give up his big cats to settle a Justice Department complaint over their care. Jeff Lowe took over Joe Exotic's Oklahoma Animal Park in 2016. It was shut down last year and the cats were moved to a new place. The Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.